It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath, talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Good morning. The Big Ugly Tailgate. It is a nice, brisk morning, but it's going to heat up this afternoon. It's going to be a real nice, sunny day. No clouds in the sky. It's going to be nice. Yesterday, that wind kind of a bit nipply, you know?
Picked up a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. No, it was, that wind was cold.
Piercing.
Piercing.
Very piercing wind.
Yes. Cut through the clothing very quickly.
I was out showing some acreage out in Horseshoe Bay yesterday, and we were on one of those Polaris's.
Oh, it's cold as hell.
And, I mean, you're okay, like, just kind of putzing along, but, like, man, when you pick up any kind of speed, it's like, ears are cold. Oh.
Yeah, it's like going fishing in the morning or, you know, it's raining. Have you ever been on a boat when it's raining and you're hauling ass back to the dock?
Yes.
That freaking stings. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like little needles popping in the face the whole time. But, yeah, there's nothing like them cold mornings going to the deer blind. You're like, God. You're so hungover.
I feel you there.
Sorry, kids. I'm lying. That's not what I do at the...
Sunshine and rainbows over here. Right, Casey?
What?
Sunshine and rainbows.
Someone wants to get their ass kicked already. Not you. They said, what's on the pellet smoker today, Casey?
He's laughing. Fighting words.
But he put the laughing emoji.
That's good.
Oh, man.
He knew he was going to get under your skin with that one.
Yeah, no, that's funny, though. There's some, like, man, if it cooks good food, I won't cook with it because I'm not a punk. But
Is that like fishing with a bobber?
No, I mean, my kid fishes with a bobber.
Well, I'm just saying.
They catch big-ass trout now with a bobber. They do it like they do, what the hell is it? They basically use it kind of like a topwater, and they have a cork on it. They're called popping corks. That's what they are. And they make the sound in the water, and they kind of rattle and have some beads on it. And they catch a bunch of trout that way.
Nice.
But, no, I don't think that's...
When's the last time you actually went fishing?
Last week. 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
I mean, my son's obsessed, so...
Gotcha.
We go hammer every little...
You see a pond, it's like, all right, let's go.
Hey, let's go see if we can get a couple casts in real quick.
There you go. Hey, big day in high school football.
Congrats to Cedar Park for making it. You had a great season, but that Denton Ryan team.
Pretty good, huh?
They're a pretty solid squad.
I think they're just lucky they weren't in the same division as the Chaparrals.
You're so dumb.
What are you talking about?
You're trying to give some props real quick, and you're like, just get to my Chaps. Get to my
It is a
my
great, short, short It's a wearing, great day to be a Chaparral.
Frat Boy High School.
Hey, it's Frat Boy High School versus Frat Boy High School today. Father versus son.
Is that what South Lake Carroll? Yeah, you're right. South Lake Carroll.
They got the blonde hair tips.
They don't.
Yeah, they do. Their whole team
That's right. Adam Ulatowski played for South Lake.
I told you.
South Lake Carroll, right? Yeah. Correct. South Lake Carroll. He told us that. I remember that.
Dragons. I'll tell you, the only person in the state I don't envy today is Elizabeth Dodge, because to sit there and have to watch your son take on your husband in a football game. I mean, I've watched two of my brothers play against each other, and that was hard enough. I couldn't even imagine what she's going through today.
Root for your son.
What about your husband? What about your man?
He's already won his championship.
I'll stop.
It's nothing against your Westlake guys.
I didn't say it was.
I'm just saying, as a mom, she's going to cheer for her son.
No, she's not. She's going to stand by her man. Go Chaps.
She's going to cheer for her son, and then She's in a win-win situation. She has nothing to worry about today.
It's just...
She has nothing to worry about except for bragging rights at Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Good because that's going to
somebody's going to get the bigger piece of chicken at Thanksgiving next year, and that's hopefully going to be Todd Dodge, the head coach of your Westlake Chaparrals, undefeated, only the second undefeated ever team at Westlake. You know that, Casey?
It'll be third, right? If they win,
It will be the third state championship, third state but it'll championship. Only be the second undefeated team that Westlake's had. I mean, the first one being 16-0 in 1996.
And, you know, thank God y'all had a good quarterback.
I agree. I agree 100%.
So they bleach their hair, South Lake Carroll.
Yeah, it's their thing.
Like for playoffs, the whole team bleaches their hair blonde.
The whole team.
So it's been a thing forever. Yeah, because I remember Uitowski saying that, and they still do that.
Yeah, because remember when Ewers was getting, you know, when he committed to Texas and they – kept showing highlights and pictures of him. He had that bleach blonde hair.
That's right. Well, oh, yeah, that's right, the tips. Oh, man.
And frosted tips.
I ain't
going to
lie, I did it one time.
Sammy, I bet you had some frosted tips at some point.
No, I have never even thought about frosted tips, bro. I'd rock them, though, I feel like.
I just did the whole hair.
If Casey had any hair, I'm sure he would do the frosted tips.
I did
tips.
Do it. I did.
Did you?
I had long hair, and I dyed it. And then...
It's been going on for quite some time up there.
But that was like in 99, 2000.
Okay.
You had a little Slim Shady thing going on?
I think it was 99. Mm-hmm. That was the last time.
I don't think I've ever bleached my hair.
Cedar Park bleaches hair as well. I didn't know that.
We got some good NFL football coming up this weekend.
Okay. So that's the meme they're talking about with Mark Henry.
Yeah.
They put Mark Henry's Brooklyn body on James Harden. Sorry, I just saw the picture finally.
Just saw the meme that's been floating around for a couple of days with James Harden's face on Mark Henry's body with Brooklyn across it.
Oh, that is freaking hilarious.
And, hey, Harden's a little thick. He put on the quarantine.
I did see something where they're in their blue suits or whatever, and they're talking about James Harden, and the announcer saying, he's like, James Harden, blah, 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 you know, telling the stat. And he's like, he definitely didn't miss his pregame meal. And, and the other announcer's like, stop it. It's funny as hell.
He needs a push back from the buffet in Houston.
Yeah, that stripper buffet.
Yeah, he's heading up.
They do have great buffets.
$5.99. Great seafood and steak.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it happens. Seafood and steak. That's a good one, too. There's some good ones. Golly, he did get chunky.
Oh, he's thick.
What happened? He just didn't work out this whole offseason. He said right after quarantine, right after the Rockets got knocked out or whatever and that whole bubble thing.
Right.
He went straight overseas and got hungry and was doing international strip clubs.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, very well traveled.
Have you been to Vegas and eaten at some of their buffets?
It's been a minute.
But you know, it's a hungover buffet, but it's great.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the buffets in Vegas are ridiculous.
I mean, you're going down there, you're eating, and you're going right back up to your room to sleep.
No.
Sleep it off.
Oh, you're that guy.
Well, you know.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. Probably.
I was a guy in Vegas that would, like, get in, you know, 4 or 5 or whatever, and then be at the pool party by 11. Not good. Not good.
Oh, you're saying get in at 4 or 5 a.m. and then hit the pool party by 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
The same day?
Yeah.
No, that ain't.
That ain't happening?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, well, you don't have to go down to the pool party till at least 2 or 3.
That's true. But I'm up eating, getting my sauna in, all that around 11.
Getting your craps tables rolls in?
Yeah, trying to make
Are you a blackjack guy? Do you like craps tables?
It depends where I'm at.
Okay.
If I'm at the Cosmopolitan, blackjack all day. But if I'm like Palazzo, the Wynn.
T.I.?
They.
So that's the new hip way to say Treasure Island.
Oh, Treasure Island. Treasure Island rebuilt?
Yeah. Yeah, they rebuilt it.
So it's badass now?
I wouldn't say badass, but it's a lot nicer than it was we were going there in our college days. Yeah.
But that was a cool part. You go to the MGM Luxor.
Yeah, like, dude, the Luxor was like,
I got lost at the Luxor.
Bro,
their
like
casinos
if you
are so big, I was like, I don't even know where the elevator is.
If you're going to Vegas in your 20s, chances are you're staying at the Luxor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
or
where
MGM.
Everybody stayed. Yeah. It was the cheapest place.
Or New York, New York.
I never stayed there.
So my sister used to have.
Did you do like the roller coaster on top?
Yeah, hell yeah, like every day. I did the two at MGM. They had that big swing, and like swung you over the strip.
Oh, nice.
A couple times. Because my sister had, when we were in high school, she would, her traveling, they're called the Hoopsters or whatever.
Volleyball or basketball or something?
Basketball.
Okay.
And they win nationals all the time. They're badass. And so they would go to all these tournaments, but I was like, yeah, I'll go to Vegas.
I'm in.
I'm in Vegas. I'm like,
I'll come support you, sis.
I'm a freshman in high school. Shoot. I'm going to Vegas, sneaking drinks all day
long. All day.
You gambling, sir? Yes. Let me get one of those, please.
I'm
like, why are you dressed up? Don't worry about it.
There's
just walking through the casino, trying to get a couple cocktails.
Yeah, I had to go, like, being in real estate, there's ICSE. It's a big real estate convention, mm-hmm. and I mean, it was like the entire town of Austin was up there. I mean, if you're in commercial real estate, you were up in Vegas, and that was kind of my intro to Vegas. And the parties are just crazy.
You guys ever go to the Spearmint Rhino?
Never heard of it, Casey. What
Never
is that?
Heard of it. I haven't heard of it either. Let's get
is that one of the museums, the local museums?
It is.
Cool. Hey, we got some pro playoff football on today.
We do have some good football on.
Green Bay has their first playoff game against the Rams. That comes on at 3:30.
I think Aaron Donald, with being a little ribby, is he playing today?
Yeah, he's playing.
Oh yeah, he's gonna play.
He's gonna play. Don't worry about that. I don't think with Goff's thumb, I don't think he's at full strength.
I hope the Bills whoop that Raven ass.
I don't know.
Ravens just have a solid.
They're just salt. Like, the Ravens always just kind of figure it out in the playoffs. Yeah. Lamar Jackson's just, absolutely incredible what he's been able to do. If Dez Bryant can not cause his team 15-yard penalties and actually, you know, make some gains, I think Baltimore has always
Dez
got
Bryant
a shot.
Has Dez Bryant been sucking it up for him?
Well, I mean, he hasn't been doing great, but they don't. It's not like they have a stellar wide receiver crew.
Yeah.
Who's that, Duvernay there? Yeah,
he's
up there. He's kind of their go-to right now, but
he's
balling.
He's balling,
absolutely.
Is he a rookie or second year? Second year. No, he's a rookie.
No, he's a rookie this year.
Yeah. No. Yes, this would have been his rookie year. It's got to be crazy your first year in the league to be in a bubble.
Yeah, that's tough.
God, that sucks. Finally, get some change in your pocket, and you can't even go get you a good old steak anywhere.
The Falcons got a new head coach.
I saw that.
Arthur Smith, he's the offense coordinator for your Tennessee Titans, replaces Dan Quinn, who, as we mentioned last week, you know, there was a run that Dan Quinn was going to come down here to Austin as the defense coordinator for the University of Texas, but instead gets hired up in Dallas for Jerry. I think that's a good hire for those guys. But the only thing the Cowboys need to do this offseason is sign Dak. They got to hope that Dak signs with them.
Dude, aren't they over like the cap space by like $30 million or something? Or is that Texans? Oh, that's the Texans.
Yeah, Texans.
Texans are so screwed.
They're just screwed.
And they're all like, you think, I saw this thing, they're asking like, hey, well, the Texans, they said, well, Urban Meyer trade the first pick for Deshaun Watson. No, because he's building a team.
Correct.
So he's going to build a quarterback into his thing. He's not going to go get Deshaun Watson when Deshaun's in his prime, and Deshaun doesn't want to go anywhere to
but
that has to rebuild. Deshaun doesn't want to go to a rebuild.
You're right, but
he's already passed that.
But
rebuild.
But Cal McNair and that ownership group in Houston, Casey. I mean, listen. First, let me just say this.
I think they're going to fire whoever that one dude is.
They told Deshaun that he was going to have a say in who they brought in as a GM and as a coach. By the way, I think that was the worst thing I've ever heard. There's not a football player on a team, short of maybe Tom Brady and or Drew or Aaron Rodgers, But not even those guys deserve to have a say when it comes to the coach and the GM.
They're pretty stupid to say
but
that.
But don't say it.
Yeah.
Cal McNair, what are you doing? Why are you telling your guy, your the face of your franchise, that, hey, Deshaun, you're my guy, and we're gonna build this together? Yeah. That's essentially what he said. And then all of a sudden, Deshaun's sitting at home, and Twitter breaks, and you know, he has absolutely no say in who came in as the GM. Didn't even know they were about to hire him. They brought in the guy from the Patriots.
Yeah. They at least should have been like, hey, we're going to sign this guy and come in here and let's talk to him.
Yeah, something. You know, I
mean, that would have been better than just out of nowhere.
Correct. But just don't say it to Deshaun. Yeah, don't say, hey, we want you involved in this conversation when you know – damn well that you're not going to have him involved in that conversation
at all.
Now you just have a disgruntled quarterback who the only thing you're doing is, I mean, you're just making him mad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Casey, did the staff come up to you and say, hey, next time the Texans are going to be hiring, I want you to have a say in it?
Hell no. I wasn't even near that level.
Brian Daboll, the offense coordinator for the Bills right now, is the favor to take over for the Chargers. So that's something to pay attention to.
So Bieniemy is not going to get picked up by anybody?
Well, they're saying Bieniemy most likely is going to go to the Texans. I think that he's kind of they've already
is
come out
Bieniemy
and said
from Texas?
No, he's a Colorado guy.
I know he went to Colorado.
Yeah.
But where is he from?
But he's been supposed to have been the next head coach for the past 2 years, and he hasn't gotten a job yet.
Yeah.
So I mean, Bieniemy's going to get – EB's going to get a job somewhere, hopefully.
If I was him, I would go down to San Diego. You got a quarterback.
Got a quarterback.
Got a pretty spicy defense. Got great receivers. I would do that instead of the Texans right now. Because Texans, you got to rebuild that whole defense.
Yep.
You got to rebuild your. You got to get another. You got to get another receiver that's worth the hell. You know.
Hey, the Bears got a defense coordinator job.
Two offensive linemen.
The Bears got a defense coordinator's job open right now. I think there's only obviously one man for the hire there.
Who?
That defensive line coach, Jay Rogers.
Well, there you go.
He's been there for 5 years. He knows. He's been under Fangio. He's been under Fox. He's been under some really good defense coordinators. Been under Pagano for a year, and almost it's very similar to what was going on with.
Did he put his hat in for it?
No, he's in the mix.
No, did he?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So he wants to do it.
Yeah, and then you got somebody like Brandon Staley, who had been brought up in the Bears organization, and they let him walk last year, and now he's getting run as a head coach too.
Yeah.
So they didn't give him the opportunity as the defense coordinator, so he left. I don't know what my brother's planning on doing here, but I sure hope that they look to him to turn that defense around.
That'll be good.
Let's go. Hire Jay Rogers. Let's get the hashtag going. I'm sure the Bears front office is listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate right now. And if they are, Jay Rogers, let's go.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, though, if your brother's a D coordinator.
I mean, that's
what if your brother goes out there and he's D coordinator and just gets freaking lit up?
Ain't gonna happen. He's gonna tighten that up on that side of the ball. I'll tell
you.
So,
how was it not rooting for your Bookie last weekend?
Yeah, it was a weird experience going to New Orleans.
You can't root for New Orleans this week.
Yeah, I can.
You're not allowed to root for him anymore.
Yes, I am.
You've already disgraced the Breeze name.
Stop
You've already disgraced the
Stop
Breeze
it.
Name. You cannot cheer for the freaking Saints anymore.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because you're a fair weather.
I am not a fair weather fan. If you're playing my family, you're damn well I'm cheering against you. I was all Bears last
weekend.
You're in
a Ditka outfit.
This is true.
All I'm saying is that you can't cheer for Drew Brees this week because he hates you now. He thinks you're a punk.
He probably does.
Drew Brees, you know, he listens to the show now.
He does.
And
he's a longtime listener, being that he was a guest on our show back, I think it was, what, last year, at some point?
Yeah.
He's probably listening right now. What's up, Drew? Happy birthday. He just celebrated a 42nd birthday yesterday. How about that? 42 years old and still playing in the league.
And he's like, yeah, whatever, Roger, shut your ass up.
Probably.
In my Drew Brees voice.
He sounds very similar to that, Casey.
I know it. McGregor's talking about coming back. What the hell?
Who?
Conor McGregor is.
Well, of course he is.
He's going to get his ass whooped.
He's going to get paid. That's all.
He's going to get that Mayweather.
Is that tonight? Is he fighting tonight?
I don't know. Is it?
Poirier versus McGregor.
Yet. Not yet.
123. What is that, next week? Next Saturday? Yeah, dude. McGregor, he's trying to get a paycheck.
Yeah,
he'll probably come out of retirement and make $50 million and go right back into it.
They don't make $50 million UFC.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to do a UFC fight. He'll probably end up fighting one of those YouTubers or TikTokers. Make $50 million.
That's so wild.
That's what Jake Paul offered McGregor to fight him, $50 million. Said, let's go.
Who offered him $50 million?
Jake Paul, the TikToker.
Jake Paul, he got hit in the ribs and broke a rib the other day, I saw.
Yeah, I believe so. The last person he fought, he actually won the last fight, but it wasn't against.
He fought some other celebrity, didn't he?
It was Nate Robinson, the basketball
player.
He
KO'd Nate Robinson.
But Nate Robinson's little.
True.
Nate Robinson's
Well, McGregor's little.
I mean,
he's a tiny guy. He's just yoked.
McGregor,
got a lot
McGregor,
of power.
But the thing is, as I'm saying, Joe Paul wants to go in there, McGregor will.
Yeah, he will end his life.
You don't understand that it's different. He'll just come at you with one high kick to the ear.
Pop, pop.
Sorry, lights are out there, buddy.
Jake Paul's, eating through a straw the rest of his life after that one.
I mean, because Jake Paul's going to try to hit him.
Yeah.
Jake Paul's going to try to knock him out.
Yeah.
And that's going to piss off whoever, if he really fights a real
Is it Mayweather fight. That he lined up a fight with? He's trying to fight somebody right now, but he offered McGregor $50
million. Yeah. But, I'm taking that fight.
So you got today, NFL-wise, the early game, you got the Rams taking off to go play Green Bay. And the afternoon game, we've got
Ravens and Bills. I'm excited about that Ravens-Bills game. I'm going to go with the Bills today. I'm going to see Allen go the next round. I think Packers take care of the Rams today by, 14 points. Cause I don't think Aaron Donald ain't 100%, and he ain't out there.
He's not going to be able to get to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to get rid of the ball before he ever gets the opportunity. I think
so you remember last week on the show how he was like, Aaron Donald ain't going to do nothing in this game. What did he do last week? He was a man amongst children.
He is good. He's the best for a reason.
You said last week that you said Aaron Donald wasn't going to do anything.
Pull the tape?
No, I'm dead serious. And we had the conversation. I said, do you understand, Aaron Donald is going to wreak havoc? And you're like, he ain't going to do nothing. And they're talking about, this could be the great, two series in, this could be the greatest D-tackle ever.
He is.
That's what they're talking about.
He is the best D-tackle.
And you're over there and who did they play last week? Who did the Rams beat last week? Seahawks. It was the Seahawks.
Correct. They didn't do any. They didn't do much.
And he was just throwing the Seahawks around.
He was dominant. He looked like Ndamukong Suh when he played the Longhorns a couple years ago in that Big 12 championship.
Yeah. That was bad. I remember sitting in the hotel room God, somebody block him.
Thank God I'm not out there.
No, I would have whooped his ass. our line would have handled that. It's just a different breed of, we're the same type breed of head. We're in the same headspace as him, so it would have been a little bit more of a fight type thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of submission type. It's just the type of way my offensive line played compared to that offensive line.
Okay.
We're a little bit more crazy. Okay. But, I remember sitting in my damn hotel room. I don't remember who we were playing. The next day, and I'm watching it God, he's just, that's bad. I was like, Colt, run, just go. Just pick it up and go.
And that was the game, if Texas would have won.
Texas did win.
Excuse me, yeah. If Nebraska would have won, TCU would have had a chance to make it into the national championship game. That was the year that they were in the mix right there. And I just remember watching that yes! TCU's going, and then, of course, they put 1 second back up on the clock. That was that game. Oh, that was heartbreaking.
Should have put like 2 or 3 seconds up on the clock when that ball went out of bounds.
It's true.
Anyways. All right. Anyway, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate after this.
P&E.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. What's going on, everybody? The sun's peeking out through the clouds, starting to look nice out here, kind of warm up the weather a little bit. It's supposed to be around 60, 65 today. Be nice.
Go Shaps!
Westlake has a championship game today. And they're playing at Jerry's World, correct?
Correct. Father versus son, the dodgeball.
You drove up there last year for it. Are you driving up this year?
Not going to get a chance, I don't believe, to go up today. I've got to work, got to show some real estate.
Last year you were so gung-ho. I'm leaving.
Well, it was a big deal. Westlake was going for their second ever state championship last year.
So now this third one's just BS for you?
No, not BS.
You don't care anymore?
I still care, but
you don't
care. I got to make some money.
You don't care.
This is a hot real estate market, Casey.
You know, you're all bark and no bite.
Get out. get out.
Farewell.
I am all bark, if anything.
If anything, I'm all bark. We have a question that came in over the text line. It said, my question for the crew is, which parts of the team were strongest this year, and which coaches would you try to keep? He said he likes the defensive line coach, Coach Giles.
Oscar's a great coach.
Yeah, great coach. Oscar's great. With the rest of them, wouldn't keep Herb Hand. I mean, I liked him when he first came in, you know, got the guy's technique down a little bit better. But it's just like they stalled out again, too. It's like, where did you stop teaching him on that end? You
know, well,
I really want an O-line coach that can just teach how to pick up a twist. I mean, just do some walkthroughs, you know. I was talking to my dad about it last night. He's like, yeah. You do walkthroughs. You do 4 different blitz drills so you can see it. It's a visual thing, and once you feel it, you know the feel of it. You know, this is me and my dad just talking football last night, and my dad played 10 years left tackle for the Broncos, so
he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I learned so much from him, but sitting there, you know, he's like once you pick up one twist, you're fine. I was like, yeah, because you know the way it,
you know what to do.
You know the feel of it. You know, right. It's just kind of a visual thing. I was like, so why didn't tell me why 2 years? He's like, either the players are dumb as hell, and they can't find anybody else to replace them, or they're simply not working on it. They don't think it's a big deal. You know,
I was glad that Stan Drayton. They're going to retain Stan. I mean, I think what you got in Bijan is something special. Keontae just entered the transfer portal yesterday, I believe. So, you know, there's not going to be – I mean, of course, I'm sure there's going to be somewhat of rotation. But you look at what Sarkisian was able to do with Najee Harris.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, I'll tell you, that
was
guy.
Was Ingram the one that fumbled the ball on the goal line?
Keontae was, yeah, against TCU.
Lost the game against TCU?
Yep. Well, I mean, you're talking about other than just TCU's vaunted strong defense.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb.
I mean, if I was facing TCU's defense, I might fumble the ball too, but, you know.
So, yes, he was the one.
He was the one. But I think what Longhorn fans are getting excited about, it was watching that national championship, seeing what Najee did, and knowing what Bijan has the capability of doing in that offense. I mean, just smiles from ear to ear.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be a beast. And, you know, it's wild how I'm just excited. I just – and you see it with – you've always seen it with Alabama. You know, he's going to put the ball in the hands
of the best players.
Best players, because those players need touches, and he'll get creative ways to get them open. But, you know, the best player on the field should play.
And get the ball.
And
not
go
substitute.
Out there and then, okay, I need a playoff on this 16-drive play. So, boom, I get my you know, two, three plays off, I'm back in. You know, it's one of those things. And then that guy comes in and he starts earning his minutes because, oh, he caught a couple balls, you know. Yeah. We'll start trying to figure out some ways to get him involved, you know what I mean? But it's just one of those things. That's the way it is. You got to earn your, you know, like, can't be no promised.
No.
You know, like,
go out there and eat. I mean, if you're rolling, keep feeding them.
Yeah, I just hope that never doesn't happen again.
I find it hard that Sarkisian, I don't believe he's going to come in here and try to play the let's make everybody happy. That didn't fly at Alabama.
No.
Give the ball to the best guy on the field, and you saw what Najee did.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, and Najee isn't exactly a dynamic back. I mean, he is a put his head down and he's going to run. I mean, you saw him. He's running into the back of his linemen and just going off them, but he's still picking up 5-6 yards every single time. And if you look at what Bijan was doing, he would fall forward for 2 or 3 yards, very similar to what Zeke, kind of the style that Zeke Elliott has.
Yeah.
So, you know, who is Zeke Elliott's coach in college? Stan Drayton. Let that kid eat.
No, absolutely. Sorry, we're going through some of the text lines. Someone said, asking if we've tried the Invincible at Vince Young Steakhouse. Yes, I have. That is
what is the Invincible? Is it just a style of steak, or
I think the Invincible is their margarita. It's a strong, good ass margarita. Yes, it's their margarita because a perfect 10 is their badass ribeye. But yeah, that's their margarita. It's really good. It's one of my favorite margaritas in Austin. Expensive but good. Kyle Flood, the new O-line coach. Okay,
that's good to see.
Yeah.
What's up, Kyle?
I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, I just please, just
learn how to block a twist.
Just teach your guys how to block a freaking twist, and I'll be okay.
Case, I think you should just show up over there at the 40 acres and just say, "Let's go."
They asked if Michael Huff will still be a part of the team. Yeah, he'll be a part of the team.
Yeah,
he's too good for recruiting. He's not loyal to, you know, he's loyal to Texas, period.
Correct.
So he'll always have his spot, you know what I mean? And he does so good with these. He keeps a lot of players sane because he's a good person they can come talk to. And Huff talks a lot of trash. Like, you guys don't see Huff talking trash, but, like, he's like a I'm faster, I'm bigger, you know what I mean? Like, he will never, you know, he still works out. Like, he's in there doing huffing that you just he's out there with the cutoffs, right?
Yeah.
Every time I go into the weight room,
does he have sleeves?
I don't know. He has a pair of scissors. I know.
Well,
that.
I saw that when he was at the him and Vince and Colt were up there at the announcement when Sarkisian was announced, and I loved somebody, you know, on Twitter put up that was like, you know, it's a formal occasion when Huff's wearing sleeves.
Yeah.
And he's just wearing a polo.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that's
no. He's in there just. Just buys and tries.
But they need, but Texas needs a guy like Huff. You know, a guy who's been there, who's done that, who's got a love for Texas that these new guys and the new guys on the 40 acres.
He's good for their mental.
Yeah,
he's good
absolutely.
For their mental. Like, he's really good.
Excited about the new special teams coordinator, Jeff Banks.
Yeah.
He's doing special teams and tight ends. He's going to be a stud. Came in with the team from Alabama.
Yeah, we're pulling a lot of guys from Saban's. You know, Saban's pissed off.
I think there's like maybe two or three guys from their offense still coaching there. Like everybody else took off.
But how many times has Saban done this?
Yeah, he's done it 100 times every year.
He's like, I'll grab me a couple NFL coaches that need a quick, you know.
Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien's the new offense coordinator there.
Where?
At Alabama.
Already?
Yeah, I think so. Or he's about there. He's in the talks to do it.
God, just don't give him GM. I don't know. Saban has that Yoda effect on these guys, you know what I mean? That just kind of just broken down or whatever. Now they come back and they're like, okay.
Charlie Strong?
Well, I don't know.
One of those guys?
I don't know about it. He just doesn't.
But he did that. Kiffin? Who's now at Ole Miss? He went back to Alabama for a couple
Lane
of years.
Kiffin, though, I still don't think he's rehabilitated.
Dude, he's got it. He's got it going. He may not be the best football coach, but he's a great fit at Ole Miss. I mean, he plays the role. He shows up on road trips wearing, you know, A.J. Brown jerseys and D.K. Metcalf jerseys. I mean, he feeds into that school really well.
Yeah, I hear that. That's just wild. I'd be mad as hell. Banks is making $1 million a year as a special teams coach at Texas. Get out of here.
Big Banks.
Special teams and freaking tight ends coach?
Big Banks.
Making a mill?
Big Banks. Hell of a recruiter, too.
What we should do to pay these damn coaches is take off a little bit of take off Del Conte's and give it to some of these assistants. Instead of giving yourself a $900,000 raise, give some of that money to these assistants that are actually making money for the university.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Come on, Del Conte. Yeah. Man up. Stop being a punk and giving yourself money for not doing crap. What else we got here today?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie's going to Jacksonville with Myers.
With Urban?
Yeah.
How do you think Urban Meyer does at the NFL game?
I don't know. It's hard. It's two different beasts.
One thing I would say, and I think a lot of people will point even to Saban when he had his, you know, time with the Miami Dolphins. If the Dolphins take Drew Brees over Dante Culpepper, I think Saban is still in the league. Right? I mean, that was the choice in Miami, was who you going to take. And the two quarterbacks that they had the opportunity to sign were Drew Brees and Dante Culpepper. The Miami Dolphins went with Dante Culpepper, and Drew went down to the Saints. But if Saban, if the Dolphins take Drew, I think Saban's still in the NFL.
You're such a Drew homer.
What? God, all he does is win championships.
He's won a championship.
Breaks records.
He's won a championship.
Won a Super Bowl. Made it pretty deep in the playoffs a lot of times. But we're gonna see. This is gonna be an interesting year. Tomorrow's game, him versus Tom. God, that's gonna be fun to watch.
It's hard to beat a team three times in a row.
Correct.
But they beat the hell out of the Buccaneers this year. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even, like, a good game.
No.
So, I don't know. It's one of those things. Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate after this. Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Sitting here rocking and rolling. Kyle Flood, the Million Dollar Man, come down here to do special teams. We better have a badass special teams, I'll tell you that. Can pay the mills.
That's Jeff Banks, special teams coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Banks.
We better be out here. Kyle Flood, the new O-line coach. You know,
I assume you and Lyle were his first phone calls.
No.
No?
No.
He's waiting on that one?
No, he'll probably call Dan Neal. And then, probably call Dan Neal. Dan's like the spokesman for all the old guys now, I guess.
Give me some Casey Stutter. That's what I want. I want you in there setting the tone.
No, they got to put Dan in there because he says the right things, doesn't piss anybody off.
Casey's going to get in there and calls it.
They all suck. Make the place a parking lot. Getting the bulldozers in. Oh, he's back. I watched Major League 2 the other night. That's so funny. First one's the best.
First one is the best.
But I definitely like Cousin Eddie in the second one. But, no, I'm excited about Kyle Flood. I mean, you know, he comes in and has a big, you know, a big thing. I mean, he has a big, you know, he has a monkey on his back coming here. Because you're coming from Alabama. You don't have to recruit there. All your linemen you're getting is out of Alabama.
True.
It's from the South right there. I mean, right down the street, you know what I mean? So this is all, you know, you're getting big country, you know, big country boys that are close or close to home, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I like the fact that he's got head coaching experience.
Yeah.
He was a head coach at Rutgers for a while. I mean, he was in.
But if he turns around in 1 year, that'll just show you how bad the coaching really is.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I'm interested.
We're going to see a difference next year. One, they got all the spring, but I mean, this offense line's been together last year. That offense line has been together.
Right.
Right. So, we will have a whole new O-line because we'll have what, three new guys or two new guys at least.
Yeah, at least.
But again,
he's got head coaching experience. He's been in the NFL. He was with the Falcons for a couple years. He should be able to come in here and right the ship. Yeah. And I think that's what I know Texas fan. I mean, it's all going to be about Bijan, in my opinion, for the next 2-3 years. So we need somebody who can get in there and coach these guys up.
Yeah.
Set that attitude.
He had Alabama rocking. I'm not going to say that. It's just, you know, down here it's, you know, recruiting. So, you know, you're going to get these guys. Can you develop these guys? Can you, you know, we'll just have to see. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just teach them how to pick up a twist is all I ask. We figure that out. Might be all right. But, no, I'm definitely excited about the change. I like the energy, you know what I mean? I'm excited about the energy. You know what I mean? It's a good vibe.
I agree.
You know, it's a good vibe. So,
coming off the last staff, you know, there really wasn't a lot to be excited about. You had Sam was leaving. Had a great opportunity with all those guys and he got to play with his guys.
Yeah.
You know, just didn't get it done.
Yeah.
You know, don't wish anything bad on the guy, but he had his opportunity, didn't make it happen. Next man up.
Yeah.
Now we got a guy who's been winning national championships coming in to take over. When's the last time that happened at the University of Texas?
Has it ever happened that that ugly sweater you got on?
At TCU? No, we've had the same coach for 25 years.
Have you ever got close, except for 1 year?
Well, yeah, the Andy Dalton year, baby. Tank Carter, Andy
One
Dalton
year
finished
out of 20.
Finished second in the final polls that year behind Auburn.
Was that the year they had Cam Newton?
That was the Cam Newton year.
Yeah, he was a beast that year.
He was, but he kept us out of the national championship game. And that was the game Alabama was playing Auburn, and Alabama jumped up to like a 3-score lead in the first half. And I was traveling that day, and I was like, yes, we're gonna make it. Frogs are going to the national championship. Then I get to my next destination. It was like Auburn came back and won. I was like, argh.
Remember that year? I remember Cam Newton was already in the league when the Alabama missed the field goal and they ran it back.
Yeah, the kick
six.
I was
watching that live. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's fun to see stuff like that with the atmosphere.
Correct.
And
yeah.
That type of game.
If that were to happen this year with no fans there, I mean, it's still exciting, but
it's not that electric.
Correct.
You don't have that atmosphere where it's like,
yep.
People just going ape.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the fun of college football right there.
Yeah. No, it's that atmosphere, and that's why I like college football better than pros.
Well, of course, because your school has an opportunity to win the national championship every year. Not every school gets that opportunity.
It all depends on how you play.
It has no bearing on how you play. Yeah, you got to win to have consideration. But if you're Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, Texas, or OU,
so you're telling me that
those are the only teams
plays perfect. That's what I'm saying.
We have to play. Yeah, a school like TCU has to play perfect and has to go undefeated to have an opportunity to even make it into the Final Four, into the playoffs.
Same here with Texas.
No, it's if Texas takes care of business, they're in. If TCU takes care of business, a lot of different things have to happen to happen. No, they're not.
Yeah.
TCU does not have the opportunity to win a national championship
next year. If they're undefeated,
nope.
They're going. And they win the Big 12, they're going.
Nope.
Period.
Nope. That's not true. You got to be a blue blood. You got to be a blue blood college. You got to have 80,000 people go to your school.
Here comes the Westlake little guy.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but if you're in the Big 12 and you go undefeated, you'll go to the Final Four.
Maybe.
100%.
Maybe.
100%.
If you're Alabama and you lose three games, you still got a shot.
Yep. Pretty much.
If you're OU and you lose two games, you still have a shot. But it's not the same for everybody.
Freaking Iowa State had a shot.
Did they make it in? No.
Because they lost the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah, but they should have. That was a game. They lost a game.
Was TCU undefeated and win a Big 12 championship?
This year?
No.
Past year?
Whatever year you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I think that may have been the year we were coming out of the Mountain West.
Y'all went undefeated.
Yeah, went undefeated and ended up in the Rose Bowl. But they didn't have the playoffs back then.
That was BCS.
Yeah, that was BCS.
Well, that's BCS.
Death to the BCS.
BCS is just shit, crap.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, we would go 10-1 every year and go to the freaking Holiday Bowl.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. You know what I mean? The Holiday Bowl or Cotton Bowl.
I hope that they expand the playoffs at least to 8 teams.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, all right, so we don't have to watch Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and then pick the fourth. Is it Notre Dame? Is it a Big 12 team? I mean, it's the same. I mean, yeah, LSU got in last year, but okay.
Yeah, that BCS is hard. You got to
at least make it 8 or go to 6. Let the first 1 and 2 get a bye.
Every like they do in the championship goes.
I agree.
You win your championship.
You win your conference championship. You should be in that tournament.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
And then you got your other.
Even if you've lost 4 games. If you win your conference, you should get an opportunity to go make it in the playoffs. Yeah. Just my opinion.
They say he's playing.
Who's that?
Donald.
Aaron?
Yeah.
He's going to play today?
Yeah.
Well, Aaron Rodgers better watch out.
Yeah. See, if I'm an offensive lineman, I'm taping my thumb and he's getting some rib shots all day.
I mean,
beating his ribs up all day long. I am messing his ribs up.
If you know.
He's not going to play after the first quarter. He's not playing after the first quarter.
You're
Miles going to hold him up. I'm coming down there. Boom. Boom. See you, buddy.
Let's go.
Bring in your replacement. Thank you. I ain't messing with your big ass all day today. Sorry, but that's.
Just giving him. Are you just blatantly punching him in the ribs? Or
punching him, but you come down on a chip block and you break his ribs.
Yeah.
Even harder. He's done for the day. Not that's not like a mean thing, but shoot, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's ball.
I know I'm doing that. All right, we don't have to block this guy anymore. Chris Bennett, CB clarified it for us. Y'all,
2014
co-champions.
That's right. Yeah, that doesn't happen to Texas OU.
If
there's co-champions,
were y'all both undefeated?
No, I think those games kind of – well, the 14 year, yeah, we went undefeated.
Yeah.
Like we made our record, we were undefeated, went to the Rose Bowl, took on Wisconsin. One of the best football games I've ever seen. Yeah. I'll say this. I don't know if you can go to the Rose Bowl and watch a bad game.
Oh, no, it's too much
Every game played at the Rose Bowl usually comes down to the final play or the final series.
Yeah, I never I only played them, but they
humble brag.
No, but it's the whole LA. It's nice weather.
Right.
You hang out, you get to, you know, have a couple cocktails, it's 70 degrees and you go to a football game. It's just it's a good feeling atmosphere.
Snoop Dogg's up in the stands.
Yeah, it's just great atmosphere. It's awesome. Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break and we'll get to this text line. You got a bunch of people chiming in here.